It's nearly a week before graduation at Jacksonville University, and Professor Jim Benedict's class is hard at work. They've got end-of-year exams and papers just like everyone else on campus, but this final project doesn't involve pencils, textbooks, or paper. It calls for bronze, stainless steel, and a whole lot of welding. And the end result won't get placed in a stack of course files either. It'll be standing tall in the university's science green for all the campus to see.
We have other public art pieces, but I would say this is really the first kind of real iconic JU-specific piece that we've done with our sculpture program for campus.
That's Benedict, assistant professor of sculpture at JU. So far, his class has completed two other pieces of artwork on the campus, but this may be the biggest. Back in January, his class of 9 students was commissioned by JU President Tim Koss to create a piece representative of the school and its student voice. They came up with the bronze-encrusted tribute to the university's mascot, the dolphin. Actually, that's 2 dolphins to be exact, 7 and 5 feet long, respectively, and made up of a few thousand carefully cut and sanded bronze strips.
It's about creating an icon that really makes a great kind of centerpiece for campus.
The sculpture will be unveiled on the campus green graduation day. And with the commencement only a few days away, that means plenty of extra hours for the sophomores, juniors, and seniors constructing it. JU junior Emily Sammons is one of them.
A lot of times we're here till I'm at least here till midnight or 1 o'clock, but I'm a commuter, so usually I leave by then.
And Sammons is not even an art major. She's majoring in English.
This is my first art class, so...
But for D.C. Mills, another junior majoring in the humanities, the skill set he's gained along the way spans beyond art.
You see stuff that you haven't before, so it helps with tons of things from problem solving all the way up to, you know, just time management, because here we are at the end and we're all have a tight deadline.
And the end product will go far beyond this class, says Professor Jim Benedict.
This is a class, but it's more than that. It's really a chance to make a statement on campus and to have a legacy that you can bring your grandchildren to come see.
That's the way junior Adam Green sees it.
I plan on bringing my kids back to see this when they come here, hopefully. It's something great. It's the landmark of our school.
And Green does plan to pursue a career in public art someday.
Basically, now I feel comfortable to go out and do anything, to sell myself, to make money.
The new sculpture will make its debut at JU's commencement ceremony May 3rd. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.